want to welcome you back to our actually final podcast on our discussion regarding the Father's blessing. I know it's been rather a long series, but I hope it's been a good series for you, a helpful series to understand the role that fathers play in the lives of their children, whether their children are 8 or 88. I hope it also, if you are a father, can guide you a little bit on what would be some of the best practices in your own fathering. It's a beautiful day here in Ohio. It's been an amazingly mild January. I wonder if we have it still coming and that we may be seeing snow all the way into April, but it's been wonderful to have milder temperatures. I was able to actually get out today and go on a nice long walk. The sun was shining. What a gift from the Lord. There may be some of you that are listening for the first time, having simply attended the last formational prayer seminar. We had a great time together. There were 160 of us that gathered here in Ashland, Ohio, and the Lord blessed us. We had people from different nations here all gathered together in the name of Jesus in order that we could grow and learn. If you're interested in our seminars, there's information on our websites, and would love to see you sometime. And if you do come off of the podcast, please make sure that you let me know, because I would love to get to know you. You could introduce yourself to me, and I would do the same. We're sharing something here over the internet. That would be an opportunity for us to share a moment face-to-face. There's a moment in the Lord's Prayer that always grabs me, and that is when we say to our Heavenly Father, deliver us from evil. It shouldn't take much discernment for us to recognize that we live in a world that's essentially hostile to the values of the kingdom of God. The priorities of this world for possessions, for power, for privilege, they're not kingdom values. And the pressures of this world come bearing in upon us all the time, and also have a great impact upon our children. Years ago, a writer, his name was Harold Lindzell, wrote a book on the world, the flesh, and the devil, saying that these three factors come heavily against us to try to get us to compromise our commitments to God and to Christ, and also to bring us from well-being to brokenness. One of the things that we need to recognize as fathers is that it is our role to stand in the gap for children. I have three children and five grandchildren, and I also have two son-in-laws and a daughter-in-law, and I still believe that it is my role to be prayerfully standing in the gap for them in order that I can be part of delivering them from evil. But when they were younger, it was very important that I took a different kind of role, not only a prayerful role, but a very active role in making sure that there were safeguards in their lives to protect them from the onslaught that comes to them from the world, from some of their own desires, because we're all born with a basic set of broken values inside of us and desires, and also because of the evil one. That's the role of a father. To stand in the gap, to become a wall, if you will, to deliver their children from evil in some very specific and practical ways. If you would imagine that it is your role to provide a protective hedge around your children, and this is especially true when they're very, very small, and then we are to selectively allow certain stresses to come into them so that it can help them in their development, help them grow. But certainly the stresses that you would allow to come into a 16-year-old's life would be very different than the stresses you would allow to come into a 6-year-old's life. In my work with people that have been traumatized, it is very clear that a lot of trauma happens because people experience things that are developmentally inappropriate for them. It is something they shouldn't be seeing or experiencing at their age. And it can have a deep impact on their lives. And I know that sometimes it can be somewhat embarrassing as an adult to think that some of the issues that we're facing happen because of something that happened to us when we were small, but it is absolutely a fact. And it is the role of a father to make sure this protective hedge is around their children. And then to carefully allow certain stresses to come in that would have a positive impact on their own development. But when a father doesn't play that role or allows stresses to come in that are not appropriate to their lives and doesn't stand against the evil onslaught, it can send very negative messages to children, no matter how old they are. A number of years back, Cheryl and I, my wife and I, were asked to spend some time praying with a wonderful Christian woman who happened to be a therapist. And she had been going through a season of, the term would be dysthymia, rather an agonizing, low-level depression. And she wanted us to pray for her, and we did. We were glad to spend some time praying. And as we were in prayer and asking the Lord if there was any unfinished business, were there any wounds that were still present in her life, she began to talk to us about the fact that when she was moving into adolescence, that a neighbor man, an older man, had begun to fondle her, to sexually abuse her. And it happened on several occasions, and she was small and didn't know what to do, and finally she went to her father and told her dad what happened. And the only action the father took was to not allow his daughter to go play at the neighbor's house anymore. But he never went to confront his daughter's abuser. And as we began to talk about that, it became crystal clear that this was one of the fundamental issues that was still unaddressed in her life. Why didn't her dad protect her? Why didn't her dad do something more significant to let her know that he would be her safety net, that he would be her wall of protection? This young woman not only had the wound of being sexually abused, but she also had the wound of feeling like she hadn't been adequately cared for and protected by her father. And now, years later, there was still this loss deep inside that was, to some degree, debilitating her life. Fathers are to provide a protective hedge around their children, in order that their children can have this sense of safety. Now, there is no question, there are times there is nothing we could have done about some of the stresses that come into our children's lives, except to then go in and pick them up and to rescue them and to help them in any way possible. It's the nature of this very ugly, violent world in which we are living. But we must be active in the choices that we make as fathers that will, in fact, be protective. I was reflecting back on my own childhood, and there were some guidelines that seemed to have been given to parents back then that, in the end, weren't particularly helpful. And one of them was, if you get a beating at school, if you're paddled at school, you're going to be paddled when you get home. Now, I guess the motivation was to make sure that you're engaging in good behavior, but there are times when a teacher can take offense at a child and that offense is unwarranted, and that the offense then leads to some level of punishment. And I know today it wouldn't be punishment with a paddle, but I remember that there were times that, well, I would be in a situation where a teacher maybe didn't have a good day and all of a sudden I'm paying the brunt of it. And then I was afraid to go home and say anything, because if I said anything at home, then there would be another dose. I never felt safe in that. I never felt protected there. As a matter of fact, I felt like I had to hide and learn ways to take care of myself. That's a deep childhood wounding that individuals can't experience. And yeah, we grow up to forgive our parents and to understand that they did the best they could. But one of the things a father is to do is to be able to provide this sense of, I will deliver you from evil. And one of the things that I would need to say is, I will deliver you from evil whether you like it, or not. There are times in my past I was glad my parents weren't around to deliver me from evil, to see what I was doing, and to never find out the path that I was beginning to take. But now that I am a grandfather, I can assure you that I am far less tolerant when it comes to behaviors that my grandchildren want to engage in that I feel that in some way are not age appropriate and that will hurt them. Now, obviously, we have to do this on a foundation of great love and great care, but it's part of the role that we have to play, that we are willing to go get our children when they found themselves in situations that are not appropriate and that could do some long-term harm to them, and that we have to learn how to rescue them. And when I say rescue them, we need to learn how to rescue our children emotionally and spiritually, physically, relationally, so that they understand that there is always a safety net under them. There is always a wall around them. And that we want to make sure that they have the best opportunity to move through life in a positive way. We carry enough wounds because we're born into original sin, original brokenness. We need to make sure that our children aren't seeing this world pile on to bring other wounds into their lives. And that's true of so many adults. I mentioned to you early on in this series that I have had dozens upon dozens of individuals ask me to pray a father's blessing on them. You look in the Old Testament, and particularly the story when Israel is praying over his 12 sons and the two sons of Joseph, and he is speaking specific blessings over them that he believed that they would carry into their lives. That's the role of a father. To be a blessing, to speak blessings, and to act according to blessing in the lives of their children. There's a movie I watched a number of years ago that really illustrated this. It was actually about a woman, not a father, but the movie, I believe, was called Raising Helen. And it was about a young sister who all of a sudden had responsibilities for her sister's children because her sister had passed away. She was uncomfortable in this role and didn't know what to do, and she began to give some real license to one of the older children to go off and do whatever it is they wanted to do. And now this Helen's older sister found out that she had allowed this young teenage girl to go to a party that was not age appropriate. And in this movie, this older sister grabbed Helen and said, "We're going." And she went into that party and she confronted that child. She took her out of that setting, and that child certainly didn't like it, and she protested. But what she did was provide protection. She delivered them from evil. Now, we should never do that with hostility. We shouldn't do it with a sense of unrighteous anger, but on a foundation of love. It's one of the things that needs to happen in our lives. Now, if you're a father, I hope you are being very prayerful about this. What are we allowing our children to watch on television? What's the nature of the relationships we're allowing them to engage in? Are we making sure that the people they do spend time with know what the expectations are about these relationships? Both of my daughters will tell you that I had very clear conversations when they were dating men about what my expectations were. And I talked to them about how I treated them as princess and that I expected them to do the same. And if they didn't, they would answer to me. I believe that's a role that a father needs to play. And my older daughters now look back at that with gratitude, even though at the time they were rather embarrassed by it. There are a lot of men and a lot of women that instead of receiving protection from their fathers, they may have even received some level of abuse, verbal, spiritual, relational, physical, even sexual. That's a deep, deep wounding because it's a violation of the role that a father is playing as God called them to deliver them from evil, to stand guard, to build a wall, to provide a safety net underneath them. If you happen to be one of those adults whose father did not engage your world, did not provide a protective hedge, there may be still an unresolved wounding deep inside. And if there is, I want you to know that God is able to come and to heal you, to help you grieve the loss, and then to enable you to experience His presence and His promises that talk about always being around us, knowing what happens to us, knowing the number of hairs on our head, caring for us far more than He cares for a sparrow. This is the God and the Father that serves us, and that I believe that He wants to go into our broken past and to touch us in order that we can be free. And so today, my emphasis is on this role of a Father to deliver us from evil, that the world, the flesh, the evil one is seeking to, in many ways, rip the best out of our children, and that it's our role to build that wall and to provide that net to see that as much as possible that doesn't happen. And then if it does happen, to be part of the reparative, restorative, healing process in the lives of our sons and daughters. If you're a father, I simply want to ask you, are you well aware of what your children are engaged in, who they're spending time with, what they're watching on TV? Are you making sure that there is a protective hedge around them? A hedge of love for sure, but a hedge. And there will be times when you will need to rescue them, go get them, and they will not be happy. But if you can do it in a spirit of love, there will come a day when they will be grateful. As long as you're consistently fulfilling all the other expectations that we've talked about in this series. And once again, if you're a person that has been wounded by a father, you carry a father's wound, remember that God is able to heal. He is healing me. He's healing my children of things I did and didn't do. And I know God can heal you, even in the area of a father wound. So let me pray over you. As always, if it's something that you feel comfortable with, you can place your hand on your heart. If you were here, I would lay my hand on your head if you gave permission, that I might bless you with the fullness of a father's blessing as he calls you into the wonder of who you are. Heavenly Father, we always come in the strong, powerful name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for us, that you laid down your life that we would have life, that you became broken that we might be whole, that you poured out your blood that we might live with living water. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise for what you have done. And Holy Spirit, we pray that you would inform this moment of prayer and that whoever is listening, that they would have a sense that your presence is there with them in this moment, whether they're seated at their computer at a desk or in their favorite chair or driving down the highway, that they know that the Holy Spirit is there present with them to nurture them, to touch them, and to heal them. Dear God, you are our Father, and you have promised us great and precious promises of your care and your love. And we thank you that you have given us Jesus Christ to deliver us from evil. And Father, we also thank you that you put fathers in our lives and that that was their role. And for those fathers that did fulfill that role, we give you thanks, Lord, and we want to honor them. But for fathers that in their own brokenness could not or would not fulfill that role, Lord, we pray for the men and women, their sons and daughters, that you would come and bring a healing touch in their lives. In Jesus' name, I speak over you that your Father does love you. He watches over you from the ramparts of heaven, and that he has assigned angels to your care, and that your eternal well-being is in his hands, and that you call out the name of Jesus Christ, and he is even willing to send ministering spirits to be with you through the difficult times. That the promise of your Father in heaven is that you will not be overwhelmed by flood or fire, that no weapon formed against you will ultimately prosper. And for the wounds that you've experienced in the past, may his healing love go into those places and mend those wounds in order that you can be free. And I do speak a Father's blessing over you for this entire conversation, that your self-image and confidence, that your sense of worth will explode in the presence of God so that you will know that you stand on solid ground valued by Him, and that now you can turn and care for and minister to others. May God's face shine upon you. May His grace overwhelm you. And may the blessings of a father invite the best of who you are out as the wonder you are. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.